First, we're going to talk about real substances. Later, we'll discuss a few special cases that are a bit simpler. Now, vibrational, rotational, and translational energies are all lumped into a term called internal energy. The symbol for internal energy is U, and U wiggle is the internal energy per mole, and U hat is the internal energy per kilogram. Internal energy is all of the energy associated with the molecules that make up a substance. So, U also includes the chemical energies associated with the bonds that make up the molecules. But the good news is that, in this course, we'll generally not consider systems in which chemical reactions take place. Therefore, the chemical component of the internal energy will not change. That leaves only the vibrational, rotational, and translational energies. Now that's cool, because as long as we don't look at chemical reactions, any changes in U must be caused by changes in the energies associated with these three modes of molecular motion. Okay, so then it shouldn't be a surprise that U increases strongly as the temperature increases, right? The molecules of substances at higher temperatures are in a higher energy state, and as a result, their molecules are vibrating, rotating, and translating more energetically. I hope the relationship between internal energy and temperature is clear. So, what does pressure have to do with internal energy? Now, it's tough to construct a mental model that explains why changes in pressure at constant temperature would cause the internal energy to change. Good news is that U is a weak function of pressure. This means that the pressure must change by a large amount before U changes by any significant amount. The graph shown here illustrates this point. Now, you can see here that U decreases slightly with increasing pressure, but that's not always the case. At certain pressures and temperatures, U will actually increase slightly as pressure increases. And the explanation for this phenomenon is beyond the scope of this course. The main thing to remember is that for real substances, U is a strong, increasing function of temperature and a weak function of pressure.